It is June 29th, 2021. And it's Tuesday. And I'm on the way to my summer school assignment. That hour drive. But it's a school I may want to transfer to or work at someday. So I'm using the summer to build relationships there. And have people know me. So in case I do apply, I will have a good likelihood of being picked up over there. Anyways, my brain fog is lifted today by 60%, maybe more, and it coincides with a decreased etheric domination of me, and less heart control. And it just is telling me that in some unfathomable way, or some way I don't understand on a deep level, this attempt to undermine my brain function, which has been the case for the past, I don't know, week or two, in the last several days in particular, that is much less prominent right now, much less the case right now. And I'm gonna lay it, yes, people do get Alzheimer's, they do get cognitive degeneration, and that's a thing, that's real. And I think there's some of that going on in me. You know, I am 56 years old and been under a negative Reiki attack the last 2 years, which hasn't helped anything. In fact, it even made worse my broken toe, and it's slowed its healing. It would just, she would attack that area sometimes just because, you know, where can you find a weakness in me? And what pain, what problem can I exploit? And actually, any problem in the body can be made worse by another person's negative conscious intention to make it worse. You know, it can be, whatever it is. A couple days ago, I really went out of my way to pray on my, I've been doing my walk a little bit of my walking recently. And because my body needed it, my body was falling apart. I have to have some movement of lymphatic and my blood, my circulatory system. It needs it. I went 2 or 3 months trying to fast off and on, or not use my body in that way, or my dependence upon food and exercise to maintain my sense of wellness. And it's just, I don't really have the time or the energy to sort it all out right now, or the discipline to sort it out right now. And so I just prayed for the ability to eat, mainly when I'm hungry and not just stuffing myself. I have a tendency to like my stomach feeling full. I like that feeling. And then, you know, exercising for 5 hours. I mean, that's just my MO. It's been my MO since I was probably, well, since forever. You know, life has been a meditation for me. If I wasn't playing at the beach and in the sand at age 6 for 6 hours at a stretch or something, and I going up, you know, going back to my grandmother's house and getting some ice cream and then or something, and going back down to the beach again, you know, just all day long. And then when I got a little older, you know, reading books for 10 to 16 hours straight. And then I was really big on Junior Olympic decathlons in high school, and before that, just basketball and tennis, you know, whatever, physical engagement, again, for many, many hours. I would do two-hour runs, go jogging for 2 hours straight. I read a book on all this cited. I would like to get the electronic version. I haven't found it. I don't think it's in print. I don't think they had created one. It's that old. But the Van Aken method, it's about developing stamina, cardiovascular endurance through just unrelenting, long, slow activity. And that was, it became a sort of a mantra for my life. Everything long, slow, sustained. And then you have a little bit of a spurt at the finish. But the main thing is you must stay engaged and focused and doing the activity for a long time. And I'm proud of myself in that regard. I think that's a very important thing, to have a heightened level of immersion in your world and to be able to maintain that. You know, that's working, that's exercising, that's sex, that's reading, it's everything. Just looking around me right now, I'm in the islands here in Hawaii, and this is the first day in, I don't know, a week or two that they haven't sprayed in, you know, day or so, maybe more, day and a half, maybe even. It's great. The skies are completely blue, which is, or light blue now, because they're ruining the ozone layer with this. But the stratospheric spraying is not happening. And I just beg you to look at geoengineeringwatch.org and listen up to Dane Wigington and learn about what they're doing to our skies and how the heavy metal nanoparticulates, how they stop rising oxygen from photosynthesis at the, you know, at the ground or sea, at the sea level or ground level. It stops, it bind the materials that they spray, bind with the rising O2 and prevent ozone from being regenerated at the ozone layer level, and then just all the other crap they're spraying up there, just it disrupts the ozone layer and helps to, you know, it accelerates its breakdown, and then it's not allowing it to be regenerated, and then it toxifies everything, it desiccates everything below, killing the insects, killing microbes. And that's why we're living in a world with so few birds, and then the beneficial microbes in our gut flora, in terms of our bodies, in our soils. These microbes are not just like nutrients or something. I mean, they are cofactors in so many, in a limitless, an unlimited number, a massive number of vital processes. And without beneficial microbes, life would not be possible. And we're moving in that direction. So please watch the skies, observe the clouds, and believe your eyes, and watch what happens when you see a trail and how it spreads out. And when you finally see a natural cumulus cloud, compare that to the stringy crap that is created from the spraying, these lines from the airplanes, and ask yourself why the U.S. Department of Defense would need to buy another 200 in-air refueling tankers. These are jumbo jets that are built to refuel another jumbo jet in midair, and so they have double the fuel capacity and all this other special stuff. So you can just they're made basically. They can be easily retrofitted or repurposed for dispersing the nanoparticulate metals and polymers and other biological agents, whatever it is that they're spraying up there, that we have a lot of evidence for the various things that they are spraying. But at any given time, who is to say what's in the chemical soup that we're inhaling? All right, so I'll cut this. What do I want to get to? I'm happy I'm seeing a little more clearly right now. And that's a sign that my brain is springing back a little bit. Didn't quite know. When you have like an altered mood, you know, where you just feel like a disconnectedness and some kind of a, almost like a depression, and that's something that's not your normal state, then when that external agent stops fucking with you and you feel much better, then you know that, hey, it's largely due to this external agent. And even with this girl, her the kernel of her subtle identity is in my heart muscle. Like I've said, maybe the size of a nickel area. But it's damaging. There's more of my heart muscle that's bruised. And but she's external to me. She doesn't belong in me. And it's really only with my cooperation and permission that she initially was allowed to be in me, and I kicked her out after a week. And then this, you get the opposite of the astral body. You get the succubus. These are just terms I have. I haven't studied the if you look up astral body on a search engine, I think you get some Rudolf Steiner stuff, which is fine. I haven't read his material, but so I don't know if my understandings match up with others. It's just, these are some words I've used to describe a subtle phenomena that humans are capable of, that are part of our developmental process, our self-identities. We're not just flesh and bone, we are spirit. We are energy. We are consciousness. So when that negative influence is removed and you start to think more clearly again, you have more energy, then you know that the problem wasn't endemic to you. So that's what I hope. Yes, I've been damaged, and I she still is indwelling. But I wonder sometimes about a few things. One is, how long can she keep this up? She's got her senior year in high school coming up. And is she going to spend 7 nights a week in her black meditation of me, denying her own body's needs for sex and companionship? Is that a relationship with me? This anti-relationship, does she need? Will she just become this pure, chaste evil? Really? This negative inquiry? is that all she wants to do with her life? I think her intention was to, it was just a few days ago, I think I felt as much pressure placed that she could upon my sinoatrial node again. That was unbearable when I was in California, and it was a mild pain, but it didn't really do much. My life wasn't immediately threatened. And I'm continuing on. I've started to walk some, and I'm praying to God for guidance and for deliverance. And I'm almost refusing to fast. It's like, dude, just eat. Don't eat so much, and try to live a full life, and may God see me through this. And may this girl give up. I know that giving up is not really an option. It's like she'd have to cut off a part of her. But maybe God can do something for her too. Why does she have to be wrapped up in my demise? It was wrong for her to come into me, even if she meant well. wrong in the in terms of the rules that God set up. It's like, look, you're sleeping with another guy, your spirit is dedicated to me, but that's not enough for me. I don't want just spirit. Forget it. Yeah, I want spirit in the flesh. Thank you very much. And if she meant to dominate me because that was her intuition, that was the only other option that, you know, she determined that I was a failed aspirant and therefore, was subject to the rules of the game, which means if I'm flirting with her, then she can own my spirit. And that's I disagree with that. I'm not okay with that. You know, that's something that I have a right to fight against, because I, till my dying breath, I will not confess to God that I am a failed aspirant. I will not readily admit to that. I won't even be coerced into admitting that. So yeah, can't you just give up on me and leave me alone and let me, you know, pursue my life? I look at the state of my veins. I need help. My veins are not looking good. My circulatory system has been just fucked. And my legs is, you know, I've aged quite a bit. It's been very, very hard on me. And much harder than just EMF sensitivity. So that's all I want to say is I've prayed more for help. For the first time in 3 months, I've started to walk off and on again, which my body and mind have felt very helpful. I'm trying to eat more moderately, which is like an impossibility for me in a way, but I'm going to try to be more conscious. It's just when I'm around these kids and staff and food is going on and I'm so open with people, it's hard for me not to just scarf up whatever everyone else is eating, because I'm not in a state of abeyance with others. You know, I'm immersed in that. So it's hard for me to not eat when others are eating. And I'm just hoping that she kind of gives up a bit. And then I'm hoping that if I can live a lifestyle where I'm exercising and I'm eating, I'm exercising sufficiently and I'm eating very moderately, can I accrue sufficient etheric energy to, and sufficient goodwill from God to evict this girl? Can I do that? Can this happen? We'll find out. Anyways, I'm happy to be more clear today. You know, maybe that's going to help me finally complete these taxes and do some other important personal paperwork, like a will and some other things. Get them done this summer, because this next school year is going to be another barn burner at the school I'm at with the administrator and staff. It's everyone just over the top achievers and not acknowledging their own personal needs. I have a big problem with the ethic at the school I'm currently employed at. Very little space for confessing of personal needs or the need to exercise or to reflect and to time for yourself. It's just not at all a part of the conversation at my current workplace. During the school year, I can't wait to get out of there, actually. But I certainly won't have the time or energy to file a tax return when the school year starts again. That's it for now. wish me luck. A little more space, etheric space today, and I'll take that, but I need permanent release. Over and out.